Chapter 17. Hoshea, the last king of Israel. In the 12th year of Ahaz, king of Judah, began Hoshea, the son of Elah, to reign in Samaria over Israel, and reigned 9 years. He did that which was evil in the sight of Yahweh, yet not as the kings of Israel who were before him. Against him came up Shalmaneser, king of Assyria, and Hoshea became his servant, and brought him tribute. The king of Assyria found conspiracy in Hoshea, for he had sent messengers to So, king of Egypt, and offered no tribute to the king of Assyria, as he had done year by year. Therefore the king of Assyria shut him up and bound him in prison. Israel exiled because of idolatry. Then the king of Assyria came up throughout all the land, and went up to Samaria, and besieged it 3 years. In the 9th year of Hoshea, the king of Assyria took Samaria, and carried Israel away to Assyria, and placed them in Hala, and on the Habor, the river of Gozan, and in the cities of the Medes. It was so because the children of Israel had sinned against Yahweh their God, who brought them up out of the land of Egypt from under the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and had feared other gods, and walked in the statutes of the nations, whom Yahweh cast out from before the children of Israel, and of the kings of Israel, which they had made. The children of Israel did secretly things that were not right against Yahweh their God, and they built them high places in all their cities, from the tower of the watchman to the fortified city, and they set them up pillars and asherim on every high hill and under every green tree. And there they burnt incense in all the high places, as did the nations whom Yahweh carried away before them. And they worked wicked things to provoke Yahweh to anger. And they served idols, of which Yahweh had said to them, "You shall not do this thing." Yet Yahweh testified to Israel and to Judah by every prophet and every seer, saying, "Turn from your evil ways and keep my commandments and my statutes according to all the law which I commanded your fathers, and which I sent to you by my servants the prophets." Notwithstanding, they would not listen, but hardened their neck, like the neck of their fathers, who didn't believe in Yahweh their God. They rejected his statutes and his covenant that he made with their fathers, and his testimonies which he testified to them. And they followed vanity, and became vain, and went after the nations that were around them, concerning whom Yahweh had commanded them that they should not do like them. They forsook all the commandments of Yahweh their God, and made them molten images, even 2 calves, and made an Asherah, and worshipped all the army of the sky, and served Baal. They caused their sons and their daughters to pass through the fire, and used divination and enchantments, and sold themselves to do that which was evil in the sight of Yahweh, to provoke him to anger. Therefore Yahweh was very angry with Israel, and removed them out of his sight. There was none left but the tribe of Judah only. Also Judah didn't keep the commandments of Yahweh their God, but walked in the statutes of Israel which they made. Yahweh rejected all the seed of Israel, and afflicted them, and delivered them into the hand of spoilers, until he had cast them out of his sight. For he tore Israel from the house of David, and they made Jeroboam the son of Nebat king. And Jeroboam drove Israel from following Yahweh, and made them sin a great sin. The children of Israel walked in all the sins of Jeroboam, which he did. They didn't depart from them, until Yahweh removed Israel out of his sight. as he spoke by all his servants, the prophets. So Israel was carried away out of their own land to Assyria to this day. Israel's cities resettled by foreigners. The king of Assyria brought men from Babylon, and from Cusa, and from Ava, and from Hamath, and Sepharvaim, and placed them in the cities of Samaria, instead of the children of Israel. And they possessed Samaria, and lived in the cities of it. So it was, at the beginning of their dwelling there, that they didn't fear Yahweh. Therefore Yahweh sent lions among them, which killed some of them. Therefore they spoke to the king of Assyria, saying, "The nations which you have carried away and placed in the cities of Samaria don't know the law of the God of the land. Therefore he has sent lions among them, and behold, they kill them, because they don't know the law of the God of the land." Then the king of Assyria commanded, saying, "Carry there one of the priests whom you brought from there, and let them go and dwell there, and let him teach them the law of the God of the land." So one of the priests whom they had carried away from Samaria came and lived in Bethel, and taught them how they should fear Yahweh. However, every nation made gods of their own, and put them in the houses of the high places, which the Samaritans had made, every nation in their cities in which they lived. The men of Babylon made Sukkoth-Benoth, and the men of Cuth made Nergal, and the men of Hamath made Ashima, and the Avites made Nibhaz and Tartak, and the Sepharvites burnt their children in the fire to Adrammelech and Anammelech, the gods of Sepharvaim. So they feared Yahweh, and made to them from among themselves priests of the high places, who sacrificed for them in the houses of the high places. They feared Yahweh, and served their own gods, after the ways of the nations from among whom they had been carried away. To this day they do what they did before. They don't fear Yahweh, neither do they follow their statutes or their ordinances, or the law, or the commandment which Yahweh commanded the children of Jacob, whom he named Israel, with whom Yahweh had made a covenant, and commanded them, saying, "You shall not fear other gods, nor bow yourselves to them, nor serve them, nor sacrifice to them. But you shall fear Yahweh, who brought you up out of the land of Egypt with great power and with an outstretched arm, and you shall bow yourselves to him, and you shall sacrifice to him." The statutes and the ordinances and the law and the commandment which he wrote for you, you shall observe to do forevermore. You shall not fear other gods. You shall not forget the covenant that I have made with you, neither shall you fear other gods. But you shall fear Yahweh your God, and he will deliver you out of the hand of all your enemies. However, they did not listen, but they did what they did before. So these nations feared Yahweh and served their engraved images, their children likewise, and their children's children. As their fathers did, so they do to this day.